The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, July the 12th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. NATO pivots from Trump to Afghanistan. Also on the Thursday rundown, educators get guidance for supporting trans youth. And a growing number of workers don't unplug on vacation. Now our top story, NATO leaders will try today to move beyond U.S. President Donald Trump's demands for higher defense spending and focus on ending the long war in Afghanistan. That's from Reuters. They report on a trip that will also take Trump to Britain and to Helsinki to meet Russia's Vladimir Putin. The president spent the first day of the summit lambasting allies for failing to spend the targeted 2% of GNP on defense and accused Germany of being a prisoner to Russian energy. Reuters says Trump, in a late-night post on Twitter, wrote, "Billions of additional dollars are being spent by NATO countries since my visit last year at my request, but it isn't nearly enough. U.S. spends too much." On the surface, right-to-work policy sounds like something beneficial to Missouri workers, but Stephanie Carson's been talking with opponents who say it's a misnomer.
Unlike what its name may indicate, the policy does not aim to provide a general guarantee of employment to people seeking work. On August 7th, the state's voters will decide on Proposition A, which would establish the state as a right-to-work state. But worker advocates want voters to understand the impact. Lindsay Baker with the Missouri Budget Project explains.
What that does is it effectively limits the collective power of workers to negotiate for higher wages and more benefits by limiting union resources. While at the same time, it still requires those unions to extend the benefits of those negotiated contracts to those who don't contribute financially.
The Economic Policy Institute estimates that wages in right-to-work states are 3% less than those in states such as Missouri that don't have the law, even when accounting for differences in cost of living and variances in industry. Supporters of right-to-work say employees have more access to jobs with the policy.
Nationwide, there are 28 right-to-work states. Abortion advocates are holding a press conference and demonstrations in front of Florida's Supreme Court today to call on Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson to reject Donald Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. The groups argue that since Trump promised to find judges to overturn Roe v. Wade, they believe Kavanaugh will be able to do just that if he gets Senate confirmation. Laura Goodhue is with the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood affiliates.
This is where a lot of those decisions, you know, start. We've had attacks on reproductive health care every year in the Florida legislature. Some of those have been stopped at the Supreme Court level in Florida. And we just hope that we can continue to defeat these attacks.
So far, many conservatives embraced Trump's pick, including Rubio, who said he was pleased. However, Nelson, a Democrat, said he expects to vote against Kavanaugh. The ACLU of Utah and the Utah Pride Center want teachers, school administrators, and policymakers to consider the experiences of transgender students in the classroom. Catherine Davis Young has more.
Trans or gender nonconforming young people may not always be ready to lead discussions about their identity. So Ermia Fnayan with the Utah Pride Center says it's vital that teachers and school officials do what they can to cultivate supportive situations for all students.
Trans students cannot be these warriors every day when they're simply trying to show up to gain an education.
Research from the organization GLSEN has shown a majority of trans students face bullying and hostility at school that can lead to them missing school days and falling behind academically.
And a voting scorecard by the West Virginia Sierra Club shows record levels of opposition to conservation members by state lawmakers. Dan Hyman explains.
Jim Coatson with the club's political committee has been tracking votes on a wide range of environmental legislation for more than 20 years. He says the worst score they ever had before was 3 years ago, when 11 legislators voted against every environmental proposal. Coatson says this year they have about 6 times as many, far worse than any previous year.
Unprecedented in that so many of the legislators scored a complete zero. We always see a few people that are voting against the environment every time, but we had 70 names on our list. That is almost half of the state legislature.
At the federal level, 4 out of 5 members of the state's congressional delegation scored a zero. The full list is at the Sierra Club West Virginia website.
And finally, Eric Kalatis explains summer is typically when workers who get paid vacation take time off to relax and recharge. But according to a new survey from Account Temps, more than half of American workers said they'll maintain some contact with work. That's up from 41% just 2 years ago.
Karen Policastro with a staffing firm says to make vacations a true escape, plan ahead, let your boss know when you'll be away, and find a few trusted coworkers who can fill in for you if the need arises.
And make sure your point person has everything they need to keep things on track while you're out.
The survey found that millennials, who tend to check their phones more frequently for social media, have the hardest time unplugging.
The U.S. is the only wealthy nation that doesn't mandate paid vacation for all workers. And according to a Center for Economic and Policy Research report, 28 million Americans don't get any paid vacations or holidays. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.